Anyway, this young man or young boy was now performing karamat. He was healing the blind and the deaf, and he was curing leprosy, and he was performing all of these karamat. The king had a friend who was blind, and he heard about this young man who heals. So he went to him and said, "I'm going to pay all of my wealth as long as you will cure my blindness." The young man said, "It is not me who cures, it's Allah. If you want Allah to cure you, I'll make dua for you. But you will have to believe in Allah." He did, and he was cured. So the next day he walked in and he met the king, and the king said, "You're now able to see what happened, who cured you?" He said, "Allah." The king said, "What do you mean? You have a lord other than me?" He said, "Allah is my Lord and your Lord." So the king tortured his friend until he disclosed that it was the young man who cured him and gave him dawah. So now they brought the young man in and they told him, "Where did you get this from?" He refused to give up the name of the priest, but under duress, under the tormenting and the severe punishment, he buckled and gave up the name. So now they brought the priest. And since the priest was the one who started all of this, they told him, "You either give up your religion, otherwise we'll cut you in half." So this priest, who told the young man, "Don't give up my name," that was an act of wisdom on his behalf. But now when things became serious, the priest was firm enough and strong, and he refused to give up his religion. So they brought a saw and they cut his head in two pieces. But that did not make him give up his religion. And they did the same to the friend of the king, and he refused to give up his iman. And now they left with the young man. So the king told some of his soldiers to carry him on top of a mountain and just throw him off the cliff. So they were carrying this young man up the mountain, and when they got up to the cliff, this young man made a dua. He said, "Ya Allah, akfinihim bima shi't. Oh Allah, take care of them the way you want to, the way you like." So the mountain shook, and all of these soldiers fell off the cliff except for the young man. And this young man didn't run away, he went straight to the king, straight to the court of the king, and he walked in. The king said, "Where are the soldiers?" He said, "Allah has taken care of them." Now, obviously, the king has a lot of soldiers and they're disposable, so he told a new group of soldiers, "Take him in a boat, and when he gets to the middle of the ocean, just dump him." So they did that, and he made the same dua, "Allahumma kfinihim bima shi't. Oh Allah, take care of them the way you want to." So the boat capsized and they all drowned and he survived. And again, he went to the king. Notice that the young man here was not asking Allah to save him just to protect himself. He wants to protect his da'wah. He's going to the king again, telling him, "See, this is what Allah is doing. When are you going to believe in Allah Azza wa Jalla?" He wasn't doing it for his own sake. He went to the king, and the king was going to round up a new group of soldiers. But then the young man said, "Listen, you're not going to be able to kill me. You won't. Unless you do what I tell you. You gather all of the nation. You bring them all together. You tie me up to a tree. And you take an arrow and you say, 'Bismillah.' Then and only then will you be able to kill me." So the young man here gave the king the prescription of his death. The king swallowed the bait and he gathered all of the nation, and in front of everyone he said, "Bismillah Rabbil Ghulam, in the name of Allah, the Lord of the young man." And the arrow hit the young man in his head and he died. So this young man, he gave up his life. But why did he do it? Why did he tell the king the prescription of his death. The reason he did it is for what happened next. When the nation saw that the young man died, when the arrow was shot in the name of Allah, while he survived every other attempt of his assassination, they all became Muslim. The whole nation said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah." So the advisors of the king said, "What you were afraid of happened. The whole point of killing the young man is to bring an end to this religion. And here we are now dealing with the whole ummah." Everyone became Muslim, except to the king and his army. So the king immediately ordered the soldiers to dig trenches and push the people towards the trenches. They were loaded with firewood and were burning. And anyone who refuses to give up Iman, just throw them in the fire, burn them to death. And they were throwing them one after another, and they would see each other burn to death. So there was this mother who was walking toward the fire with her infant in her arms. And imagine how difficult that is. So while she was marching towards her fate, Rasulullah ﷺ says she hesitated. Rasulullah ﷺ says Allah Azza wa Jal made her infant speak and say, "Ya ummah asbiri fa innaki ala al-haq." Oh my mother, be patient and go on, because this is the truth. So this is one of few incidents when an infant would speak. A miracle similar to the miracle of Isa alayhi salam. And she went into the fire and she burnt to death with her infant child. This is the story of Al-Akhdud.